Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to another supersonic episode of the BWD podcast. And I'm your podcast host, Didi. Well, it's a new month. Today is the seventh day in the month of September 2020. I know a lot of people are under pressure, probably because they are yet to achieve some of their goals and dreams and aspirations. But I just want to let you know that you would achieve every of your goals. I know 2020 came with a lot of drama and everything, but then just be calming down small, you would definitely, I assure you, achieve each and every of your goal for the year 2020. So I'm super excited. Of course, I'm always excited each time I get to record a new episode of BWD podcast. So guys, if this is your first time listening, this is the Bed Talks with Didi podcast, and we are available on all podcast platforms. And also, you can follow me on Instagram at bedtalks_didi_podcast_. That's the Bed Talks with Didi podcast. You can still follow me on Facebook at Bed Talks with Didi podcast. If you have questions, contributions, suggestions, anything you want to add to the podcast, just drop it there. I'll reply your messages, I'll reply your comments immediately, and I'll follow you back too. And great news, guys, you can listen via AudioMac. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, every podcast platform you could ever think of. Bed Talks with Didi podcast is available there. So no stress, just get your earpiece. You can listen while driving, while doing house chores, whatever. It's never a dull moment. You can listen anywhere you are and enjoy great content from Bed Talks with Didi podcast. I know I've said enough, I beg. So let's move to the main issue of today. So this is episode 6 of season 2, and I want to shed some light on something very important, and I want to talk about drawing the line between friends and acquaintances. Yes, a lot of people don't know the difference between friends and acquaintances. People you're supposed to see as your acquaintance, you call them your friend, and people that are supposed to be your friends, you see them as acquaintances. So I want to make you understand what it means to have what a friend means and who an acquaintance is. It's very important to understand the difference between your friends and your acquaintances, because it's not everybody that is your friend, not everybody that you see that is your friend. It's not everybody that you exchange contact with, or everybody that you chat on WhatsApp with that is your friend. Some people are just normal people. There was this proverb that I always see on social media generally, where they say no be every friend supposed fully reach out, so not be every friendship supposed reach out, so I'm supposed end for road. Seriously, that's just the scenario. It's not every friend that should know some things about you, that should get some intimate information about you. They are friends, they are acquaintances. So you need to understand who your friends are and who your acquaintances are. So now the big question is, who is a friend? So let's start from there. So first off, you have to understand who your friend is. A friend is a person you have a bond of mutual affection with. It's exclusive of sexual or family relations. Your friend can be someone that there's no relationship between, like there's no blood relationship between the both of you, but the person is your friend. This is someone you have this kind of bond with, this kind of affection with. You are always free with this person. There's no restriction. Each time you're with this particular person, you're always free. A friend is someone you can be free with. You can be yourself around the person. A friend is not someone that maybe probably when you're with the person, you're always conscious of yourself, how you talk or how you move or do stuff. You're always free with the person because the person is not there to judge you. The person is there to support you and help you pull through strong and trying times. A friend is someone that provides you with wisdom, honesty, and loyalty in order to make you a better person. This is a definition of a friend. A friend is loyal. A friend is honest. A friend is always there to advise you, to tell you things to do to make you a better person, to tell you, how far with this your goal, or have you done something about it? As in, always there to remind you, telling you that this is what you're supposed to do, or if you want to be a better person, this is who a friend is. Now, a friend is someone that helps you solve your problems. Remember that friendship is not really about you or the person helping you solve problems. Friendship is a two-way thing. You help me and I help you. A friend is not someone that feels entitled because you helped me, because I helped you, then you're supposed to help me. That's not a friend. Remember, friendship is not just about giving whatever help your friend wants. It's a two-way thing. Friendship is not about entitlement. So a friend is someone that you share. There's this bond you have with this person. There's this understanding between you and this person. Now, who is an acquaintance? An acquaintance is someone who you know, but he or she is not a close friend. It could be you met the person at school or at work. You guys talk normal gist and everything, but you people don't meet, you guys don't meet outside your workspace. It's not like you guys hang out or maybe go somewhere, have fun. You guys might actually go out and have fun, but that still doesn't mean that that person is your friend. That doesn't take the person away from the acquaintance group into your friend group. Do you understand? So you may know some information about your acquaintances or even have long conversations, but the truth is, many of them are not your, they are not your close friends. They are just your acquaintances. That you know a thing or two about that person does not make that person your friend and does not make you the person's friend. Does not elevate the person from being an acquaintance to being your friend. So this is what you should understand. You don't ask for help from an acquaintance whenever you're in trouble. You don't even do that, because anytime you're in trouble, the first person that comes to your mind is your friend, not your acquaintance. Is like a psychological something? I don't really know, but if you're in trouble and you need help, the first person that comes to mind is your friend, that person you share that bond with, that mutual affection with. That is the first go-to person, not even your acquaintance. See, failure to understand the difference between a friend and an acquaintance can easily become the biggest detriment to growing as an individual. Because once you miss to understand that Bola is my friend or BC is an acquaintance, it could affect you negatively. And before you could stand on your feet again after that particular mistake or after that particular mistake, it could take a while. So it's very important for you to understand who your friend is and who your acquaintances are. Draw that line. Remember, I said I'm talking about drawing the line between friends and acquaintances. Draw that line. Set a boundary. These are my friends. These are my acquaintances. There are some things I'm supposed to share with these people, and there are some things I'm not supposed to share with these people because I don't have a close relationship with them. They are not that close. That I have information about them still does not make them my friend. They are an acquaintance. I know this is probably something you already know, but understanding the difference, the different roles, is very, very crucial. So you thinking that certain people are your friends is dangerous. Like I said, it's very, very dangerous. You should not even make that mistake of thinking that, I know this person now. Should be this person's birthday. That you know the person's birthday does not mean the person is your friend. Or that the person remembered your birthday does not mean the person is your friend too. So you need to draw that line between your friends and your acquaintances. Some people you see as friends are mere acquaintances. And truth is, funny enough, they don't even see you as their friends. You're the one that is seeing them as your friends, but they don't see you as their friends. They're just mere acquaintances. They met you at work, they met you at school, and maybe you guys probably exchange number because you have to like contact each other to know if you're at work or if you're at school. They don't see you as your friends, but now you carry the friendship for head. You are the one that's seeing them as your friend, as your friends, but deep down they know that you are not their friend. So now the big question is, how do you know who your real friends are? If you really want to know, then you have to self-reflect and understand who you really are. If you really want to know who your real friends are, you know, everything about life revolves around self-reflecting. You have to sit back sometimes and think, ask yourself, who am I? What are those things I want to achieve? What are my principles? What are my goals? What are some of those things that I believe in? You need to sit down and reflect and understand who you are first. So you have to start having a connecting relationship with God, because if you are not honest with yourself, you cannot be honest with God. Once your self-awareness and faith is strong, you can see people that fall in line with your principles to have a healthy friendship. If you have a very strong self-awareness, if your self-awareness game is strong and your faith is strong, then you'll be able to see people that fall in line with the principles, with the things you believe, people that believe the same things you believe, and know, okay, this is the kind of friend I should have. This person is my friend. This is the kind of friendship I should build. So finally, see, through friendship comes honesty. Remember I said friendship is about honesty and loyalty. If you are friends with a lot of people, then you are opening up to a lot of people, which is not healthy. If you have a chain friends and you keep opening up to them, forgetting that among those friends, most of them are not your friends, most of them are your acquaintances, but you feel they are your friends and you keep opening up to them, it's not healthy. There's this post I saw on social media. It's not every show that you cry on, but some shows have horn speakers that announce that you cry to everybody. So you have to be very careful about who you share what you share with. It's not everybody you share intimate things about you with. You might be sharing thinking that person is your friend, not knowing that that person is an acquaintance. That is why you need to understand and draw the line between friendship and acquaintances. So it's crucial you break down the number of friends and move others to acquaintances. See, not separating between friends and acquaintances can also set you up for countless dramatic situations. I know nobody loves drama. That's why you need to avoid it. 2020 already came with a lot of dramas, but you don't need to add another one by packing friends and acquaintances in the same WhatsApp group. No, you need to move some to acquaintances and move the others to friends. So if you want to avoid this drama, you need to understand the difference between friendship and acquaintance. So try as much as possible to differentiate between the two and put each other where they belong. It will help you enough. So separate between friends and acquaintances wisely, and surely you will start living a more peaceful life. Because the moment you know that, okay, Ngozi is my friend, Blessing is an acquaintance, Kelechi is a friend, Blessing is an acquaintance, whatever their names are, I mentioned Blessing two times, I'm going to two times, whatever, but just know that this person is my friend and this person is an acquaintance. There are things I need to share about this person, I need to share with this person, and there are things I don't have to share with this person. You need to understand and draw the lines. It will help you enough. Most of you that are having dramas in your life because of friends and kiniko, is because you've not understood who a friend is and who an acquaintance is. You need to understand this, that probably you chat with this person does not make the person your friend. So there are things that there should be a limit to what to share with that person. I said earlier on, you might be seeing this person as your friend, but the person is not even seeing you as a friend. So I think it's really important for you. 2020 came with a lot of problems, a lot of ups and downs. So the earlier you set the boundaries between friendship and acquaintances, the better for you. So I hope you've understood who your friend is and who an acquaintance is. So that's all I want to say today. Thank you very much for listening to Bed Talks with Didi podcast today. Don't forget to share. And if you want to support me to always drop great contents for you, please, you could do that with as low as 100 Naira. Just visit useshukran.com/ Bed Talks with Didi podcast. You can donate as low as 100 Naira or $1. Thank you very much for always being there for me. Do enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.